We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bob Nation.
Let's go. I'm back. I'm back, Jake.
And you survived last night.
I was down horrendous. And then I got rest. What a concept.
Well done, man.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Feels good. Feels good. Feels great. Feels like a great day for the Colorado Buffaloes to win a basketball game.
Absolutely. Make a statement.
Yeah. And you know, the word I'm using is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need this. A lot of people have you in already. Of course, if you lose, you know, you bring out more questions. But we'll talk more about this, I guess, later in the show. But the word is opportunity. You have an opportunity to remove all doubt.
No doubt about that. Welcome into DMVR Buffs Primetime. We are presented by the wonderful, beautiful Circa Sportsbook, Circa Resort and Casino. This place is the best.
It is. It is. It feels like home.
It does. You can book a stay with code DMVR20 and get 20% off your stay. How was your night?
It was good, man. I went to our friend James Palmer, mm-hmm. who you guys may know from NFL Network. He also joins us on the Broncos podcast. Gave me a recommendation for a Thai restaurant here off Flamingo Road. I'll probably butcher the pronunciation, but Lotus of Siam.
Okay.
And I went there with some of my friends, and it was unreal good. Problem was, it was so good, and we ordered so much food that just went food coma mode afterwards, which maybe was a blessing in disguise, because then I came home and went to sleep.
I was not going to lie. I thought about you, and I was like, man, I just hope he's all right out there tonight.
I appreciate your concern.
I got you.
I did unbelievable sports betting yesterday.
Yeah.
Problem is, I'm just getting so raked everywhere else that it's just not putting a dent. I went 3-4 on the Pac-12 games. 4-4 would have been really nice. Then I went 2-0 on my Nuggets bets. I got that lucky draw.
Yeah, that was insane.
I almost forgot about that until right now. So technically, I went 1-1 on my Nuggets bets, but mm-hmm. I got the wrong ticket, which, like, I just feel like that never happens. But I looked down. I was about to throw away what I thought was a loser, and I looked down, and it was just a different bet that I didn't make. But it was a winner.
That's the ultimate luck.
That's unreal luck. And then hit the Avs with a crazy comeback.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hit on the Avs, too. Really, my first win of the trip was because of the Avs, so shout out to them.
Exile Rugby says, nobody ever butchers a pronunciation on this podcast. It has never happened.
Nope. Expert linguists here. all right, let's get into it. Let's talk about finishing. We do have a few more position previews, but the safeties, because mm-hmm. under Coach Kelly, we talked about them a lot. He leaves. Coach Livingston comes in. That's his natural position that he's coached. That's what he played. And there's a lot of hype, I think, building in this safety room.
Yeah, absolutely. It obviously starts with Shiloh. And there's a lot of things that people get wrong about Shiloh. But one thing I just don't think that's appreciated is that he has that same love, that same passion for being a student of the game that Shador has. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about it with Shador. It just doesn't get mentioned nearly as much with Shiloh. And the reason I think that's so valuable is because he will be a sponge to Robert Livingston. He's going to show up at all the optional film studies. He's going to be requesting like side meetings mm-hmm. with Robert Livingston. And Robert Livingston has so much knowledge to impart that I think it has a chance. Like, Coach Kelly was great, and his relationship with Shiloh was over the moon. But you only have so many things, right? Like, I'm sure he could have taught Shiloh more and more things this year, but I kind of like the idea that there's a new voice, someone else that can just come and just give him gems. Mm-hmm. And Coach Kelly had coached guys that got to the NFL. Robert Livingston has coached NFL players mm-hmm. for years and years and years, and I think he's going to have unbelievable wisdom to share with not just Shiloh, but Shiloh's obviously the kind of gem of that room.
Right.
But the wisdom that he's going to be able to share with those guys will really, really help their journey to try to make the NFL.
Yep. Shiloh, I mean, I think he took a leap last year with Coach Kelly. I mean, we saw him, how he was able to just create turnovers. There's a lot of things you can ding Shiloh for, man, but he is what he is. He just finds the ball. He knows how to get the ball out, how to give it back to his team, and he's a great leader too. And now that you have this even more NFL pedigree coming in, I'm excited to see the leap that he potentially takes. This entire safety room, really. And just, you know, hearing Coach Livingston talk, Uncle Neely's had these great videos, by the way, of one-on-one with him, if you want to check those out on the pregame show. But hearing him talk about the defense and just seeing what they did in Cincinnati and how involved the defensive backs and safeties were, they are going to be, I don't want to say the difference because the trenches are going to be a whole different story with this team, but the safeties could really elevate this defense. The secondary as a whole could really elevate this defense. You talked about it a lot with the corner opposite of Travis.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they have so much talent out there. And Coach Prime really poured himself into this defensive coordinator hire. Mm-hmm. I mean, he turned over every rock, looked, searched high and low for the right guy. And I think that a part of it is because of that, just that. They have so much talent that mm-hmm. just in the right scheme, in the right mind frame, this defense can be really good, and safeties are going to be a huge part of it.
The next guy asked us to not talk about him.
Yep. Sorry.
So we'll just say his name, Cameron Sillman Craig.
That's all we can say.
That's all we can say. Miles Slusher, I guess?
No, we're going to talk about Cam. We'll keep it broad for you, Cam.
Cam's a dog. He's versatile. He played in the slot. He played deep last year. And when he came on the show, he talked about how, you know, not starting that first game, not even playing that first game against TCU kind of lit a fire under him, forced him to look himself in the mirror. And I think he's really, really grown just – not even from that moment, but since he's arrived in Colorado.
Yeah, told his girlfriend, I'm never letting that happen again. Mm-hmm. And followed through on that promise. And now I think got to be the favorite to start alongside Shiloh. And again, it's we get so caught up in free safety versus strong safety. I think those are old, like antiquated terms at this point. Mm-hmm. You just got to get two guys out there who can move around. And both of those two are really versatile and I think underrated in different aspects of their games, both of them. Like, there's this idea that Shiloh is not a good coverage player. I think that's completely out of touch. Both are great tacklers, big hitters, bring that physical force, both incredibly smart players. So if that is your starting safety duo, you should feel really good about that.
Definitely. Miles Slusher, I got him next because he was starting week one, and he was a guy that never just really got healthy after that first game. He only played in four games last year, but kind of the same thing, was in the slot, could play back as well. A fully healthy Miles Slusher just adds to this rotation, and I think would be like 4 or 5 deep at safety at that point.
And again, would it shock you if he became a starter?
No, absolutely not.
Not at all. It's so easy to forget about guys like that because he was hurt. He kind of went out of the rotation. When he came back, he wasn't the same guy. And you're just like, okay, on to the next. But if he stays healthy, he probably starts the whole season there, especially because he played really well in that TCU game, had the game-winning tackle.
Yep.
So he's a really nice player to have there because he could definitely elevate the ceiling of this group if mm-hmm. he comes back, you know, with a vengeance.
Next guy, Jaden Milliner-Jones. Kind of a lot of hype coming out from him. He played as a true freshman last year, showed that he belonged on the field. The way Cam talked about him, I thought was, I mean, some extra insight into how well he did as a true freshman. I think he's one of the biggest, like, breakout candidates this year for this team.
And, you know, I just mentioned raising the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely a ceiling raiser.
Yep.
A guy who just looks the part. But also, when you come out and you play that well as a freshman, and I love seeing the linear progression. Like, it was very clear that he became a different player by the end of the season than when he came in. And
right.
that's all you can really ask for, I think, from a freshman. A lot of coaches will say by the end of the season, like, you're not a freshman anymore. Like, mm-hmm. you've been here, you've played 10 games or whatever in college football. He didn't look like a freshman anymore by the end of the season. He looked like a future star. And, you know, Cam said it, but just about anyone you talk to has nothing but great things to say about his character, mm-hmm. His approach to the game, and his potential.
So I'm super excited to see how he really blossoms under Coach Livingston. Played in all 12 games last year, 25 total tackles, 3 passes broken up. Certainly going to see an uptick in those stats. Carter Stoutmeyer, maybe the most intriguing, interesting player in this group.
Yeah.
Obviously, another guy like Jaden came on the field as a true freshman, and then just he battled injuries a lot too, kind of like Slush, just never really healthy. I think it was a labrum, so that's hard on defense when you're trying to lay the boom.
Totally. But he has the frame of a safety, mm-hmm. definitely, like, incredibly broad shoulders. And, you know, I'll be interested to see what Coach Mo and his team are trying to do with Carter's body this offseason as he makes that transition. But you can kind of imagine him as your, like, you know, your dime type of safety who you want to be more focused on coverage than anything else. That's not to say you can't come up and play the run, but you'd like to be able to call on a guy who, you know, you put him in the slot lined up against a, you know, a star tight end, and mm-hmm. you feel comfortable that he can go lock him up.
There's it says headache gang on the show. There's a lot of guys who can really bring the boom in this safety room. But I look at Carter's skills as a cornerback, and I think if someone's going to be, you know, your last line of defense, if you really need someone to just play center field, I think he's a guy that you could throw out there and truly trust.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, speed, size, strength, all mm-hmm. that stuff. He could be a really fun piece for that group.
Another guy, Travis J, kind of just working back from an injury all year last year, was really thrown in the fire against Oregon, struggled in that game. And then that's kind of it. I mean, he appeared at times throughout the season, but that was really his biggest role, was against Oregon. But finally healthy, a guy who was fairly highly recruited to Florida State. I don't know what we're going to get, but we'll see. I think the potential is, I don't want to say limitless, but it's pretty high with him.
Yeah, and I don't have too much to say just because we got so little view of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that the last two guys that we mentioned, Carter Stoutmeyer and Travis J, are two guys who were coming off of injuries in the offseason. And Unk texted us after one of the shows and just said, like, I keep forgetting to say this, but both Travis J and Carter Stoutmeyer look great.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go. Big. We round out the safety room. Herman Smith coming in, played at Idaho State, was at JSU before that with Coach Prime and a lot of these guys. He's back in the fold. Ben Finiseth, a lot of people say the funniest guy on the team.
Yeah, everybody loves Ben.
Yeah, and then Vito Tisdale. Didn't see too much from Vito last year, but still in the rotation.
And a guy who played at Kentucky young, you know, when he was younger in his career, and those fans really were kind of bummed when he transferred to Colorado, so yep. maybe it clicks for him.
All right. Shout out to, once again, Circa Sportsbook and Casino. Just hanging out yesterday after the show at Stadium Swim, and then you go into the sportsbook.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets much better than that. I really don't.
I don't think we say it quite enough that this is the sports fans'
yes.
dream Vegas destination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're like me and Jake and, you know, everyone who we were hanging out with yesterday, and you just love sports, like, you know, just being in there when Vanderbilt hits the buzzer beater to right. send that game to overtime, and everyone's going crazy, like, I don't know. I just love being around other sports fans. It's one of my reasons why I love this week in Vegas, because there's so many different conference tournaments going on. Everyone's wearing their team gear around town. And it's just like, this is sports fans paradise. But I don't even think there's a close second, you know, when it comes to I've been to a lot of different resorts in Vegas. And when it comes to a sports fans paradise, this is second to none.
Yep. This place was basically built around that, built around the sports book and that experience. It's awesome. Come hang out. When Stephen F. Austin hit that buzzer beater last night, just a bunch of random people just start going crazy just because it was a moment there.
Love it. Also, shout out to our friends over. Real quick.
Come out and stay at Circa. Use that code DMVR20. You can get 20% off. Also, download the Circa Sportsbook at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org.
Also, shout out to Breck Brew, the official craft beer of DNVR, and something that you can find in Vegas. Like, you know, I don't know how many of you out there love drinking Breck Brews, but I think sometimes people hear some of the companies advertise with us and think, like, oh, it's a Colorado thing. I'm out here in Florida. No, you find Breck Brew in Vegas, Florida, Hawaii, California, Arkansas, wherever you are, there's Breck Brew. And you can use the Breck Brew locator at breckbrew.com to find where the nearest ones are to you. Or just go down to your local beer, you know, your local liquor store and ask if they have Breck Brew. Or your local watering hole. And just, you know, they might have a vanilla porter. They might have a Breck Lager over there. Avalanche Amber Ale, really, really big seller for them. So check out our friends over at Breck Brew.
That sampler is everywhere, too. So you can try a bunch of them.
Sampler's great.
All right, let's go into linebackers, and then we got a USA Today is talking some shit. And we got to address it.
But are they really?
It's they're uneducated. Jump into conclusions. With the linebackers, though, we start with Levante Bentley, the leader of that room, one of the first players to commit to Coach Prime in Colorado last offseason, came back, had an extra year, and he is just one of, if not the leader of this defense at this point. And really kind of solidified the linebacking core, because there was a lot of uncertainty last year. You know, Des Moines Kennedy, what's going to happen there? We had all these freshmen, but he was always like the one solid piece of that linebacking core.
Totally, and I think he has the ability to become a fan favorite this year. This is a guy who's now a man playing amongst boys. Like, he's been doing this for a long time. He's physical. He's tough. He has all of those characteristics, in my opinion, that make – those like cult classic college linebackers that just everyone loves. I remember, I think I've said this before, but the Clemson had a guy, something like, I think his last name started with like SK or something like that. But it's like, you know, just so tough. Like, he's the type of guy, like, takes his helmet off on the sideline, like the bridge of his nose is bleeding. And people are just like, man, I love this guy. You know, like Nate Landman was a perfect example of that for Colorado. And I think that this is his time to really blossom into that role and become a fan favorite for this team.
He had 5 sacks and 11 TFLs last year and 68 total tackles.
Well, if you remember, at the end of the season, we just kept being like, dude, Bentley, I think, had like another 2 tackles for a loss in this game. Like, he was just... someone actually just said it in the comments. MLN, once Bentley stopped overthinking and had fun playing football, he showed flashes of greatness. I don't know if that's exactly what it was, but it did feel like all of a sudden he was just like freed up at the end of the season, just going and being a linebacker, using his instincts. And instincts is a word that's going to come up with the next guy we talk about, but, you know, just play freely.
Yeah, we had the whole thing with Juju going on, but Bentley really stepped up, because Juju was the best linebacker at one point, and then he kind of went into his issues, and then Bentley really rose his game after that, and just really kind of took over the defense.
You know, probably similar to Cam, right? Like, you see your opportunity taken away from you, and you're like, I can't let that happen again.
Yep. Jalen Wester, coming in from FAU, joining his brother, or was the first one to commit out here. Then his brother, LeJonte, joined him out in Colorado. This guy is all speed and see ball, get ball. So instinctive.
So instinctive. It's the number one word that we used about him when we saw his tape after he committed. You don't rack up tackles the way that he did at the rate that he did without just being a guy who has a nose for the ball. I just when I see him, I'm just this is going to sound stupid, but I think you guys will know what I mean. I just go, that's a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude was just born to play football.
Yep.
And he plays with an intensity and with a know-how that I just love. I'm really, really excited for him. I think maybe this linebacking group as a whole can just be fan favorites mm-hmm. this year. Like, last year it was a little bit of a, I don't know what the word I'm looking, question mark. Like, just week in, week out, we're like, who's playing?
Right.
You know, are they playing well? They didn't play well at all in the first game against TCU. They played really well against Nebraska. Like, it's just one of those things that was up and down. I think these guys can be a model of consistency this year.
We haven't done defensive line yet. That's the last one. We'll probably do that tomorrow. But when we talk about guys like Torian Carter and Chidoze, who can...
Clayton Skolski.
Wow, nice pull there, yeah, Josh.
Great job.
You talk about these new defensive tackles we have and how they're going to be able to command double teams and just free up these linebackers. And when you have a guy that's as fast and instinctive as Jalen Wester, I see plenty of TFLs coming in his future. He really exploded in the last month of the season for FAU. He only had 5 tackles in one game, but 8, 8, 5, 7 in the final month. Easily the best month of the season for him. Had 3.5 TFLs against East Carolina. So a younger player, too. Again, kind of still trying to find his way, figure it out completely. He's going to have a new defense here, but the talent is obvious when you put on the film.
Yeah, I think he has a chance. You know, we talk about Bentley as kind of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jalen Wester becomes that mm-hmm. before the season starts. And obviously they'll be playing off each other, but
yeah,
you know, the if it was the NFL, like the green dot guy.
Mm-hmm. Two guys now who a lot of people are excited that they got them, and we just never really saw them. Or they were on the field, but they were never in the roles that we envisioned them in, and were never quite the players that we thought we were getting at this point. But now both healthy, Brendan Gant and Demoy Kennedy.
Yeah, Gant obviously more of the tweener, but both of them are fast linebackers, something mm-hmm. that can be so valuable in college football these days. And neither of them blossomed in the way that we expected. But I think with Demoy, he deserves the same leash and I guess forgiveness that we give to Alton McCaskill.
Mm-hmm,
because he's another guy who is coming off of a very serious knee injury. The one thing I will say is that when he did get out there, it was clear to me the reason why they didn't keep him out there, and that was just gap discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You see when a linebacking coach really relies on a player, it's because they make the right play at the right time and they're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker is a position where you can go make plays, you can go get those tackle for losses, you can shoot gaps. But you will lose your job if you're attempting to do that, and you're wrong.
Right.
And I don't know if it was that as much as it was a little bit of hesitation, I mm-hmm. felt like, on his part, and then all of a sudden he's getting washed out of the play.
Yeah.
So Demoy, to me, is an absolute ball of clay who could end up just popping off if it all kind of comes together for him. But at the very least, I think he's someone that you can use in specialty situations where you can, you know, almost like that star. You could play him in the star role just as a bigger guy. There's the guy who went to the Eagles, Davion Taylor,
yeah,
for Colorado, who is this very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really fast linebacker who could just be a weapon for you in the open field. And this guy was just, like, blowing up screens left and right,
mm-hmm.
just using his natural athleticism. Maybe it's not as much lining Demoy up behind the defensive line, and maybe it's more getting him out in the slot and allowing him to be more in the open field and use that skill set.
Yep. One of the fastest players on the roster, too. Gant is another guy, I mean, an older player who, coming off that injury – you kind of saw the hype a little bit as he was, you know, getting back to practice, you know, putting the pads on, but just never really had a role on the field. But I think, you know, this linebacking core, you look at it, and we're going to talk about the two young guys we have as well. I feel much better about it this year, just knowing that all these guys are going to be healthy. You bring in another guy who's just going to be sideline to sideline in Jalen Wester. Much improved, I think. And then, like I said, the young guys, Victory Johnson and Kofi Taylor-Barks.
Yeah. We talked a lot about this with other positions, but it's just like, don't forget about the guys who were freshmen last year. Mm-hmm. Remember Coach Prime walked in and said, I want to win now.
Yep.
In most cases, playing freshmen is not a win now move unless you have, you know, true game changers, true just playmakers like a Dylan Edwards. Obviously, Cormani got on the field, Jaden later in the season. But there's some of these guys that would have maybe played earlier at other schools and now are going to have that opportunity to take the knowledge that they got last year. You're settled in. You're not new to this experience anymore. I promise you, multiple players at different positions are going to blossom and become big-time players for this team.
Mm-hmm. So that's it on linebackers. Last position preview tomorrow, defensive line. The big guys on the interior are going to be huge difference makers. We'll get into it all. USA Today, though. Brent Schrotenbauer.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Come on. Schrotenbauer.
Give me some credit over here, please.
Because it's Kalen DeBoer, right?
Yeah.
So Schrotenbauer.
Schrotenbauer. All right. Wrote this article titled, Deion Sanders' Unique Recruiting Style at Colorado, Zero Home Visits Since Hiring in 2022.
Okay.
I don't know. Apparently Coach Prime has access to the service that the university is giving him that will allow him to take so many visits, so many air miles or whatever. They've got a budget for it. He hasn't used it. And so they reached out to the school. They confirmed that. And he's making it into a big deal about their recruiting strategy and why home visits matter. But there's even a quote in here. I'll just read it right now. Remember Aaron Butler?
Yes.
So he was asked about this, and he told USA Today that neither Coach Prime nor Steve Sarkisian visited him at home. He, of course, goes to Texas at this point, and he said, I'm not really too much into that. My receivers coach is the one who's going to develop me. So even the players, it's recruiting's different now. There's a lot of things different in college football.
Yeah.
But it's more so just about what's actually you're going to do on campus and stuff at this point.
Totally. First of all, shout out AB for kind of just – pouring, you know, cold water on this. This is such an overblown angle. Mm-hmm. And where I take the most issue with it is recruiting at Colorado is the best it's ever been.
Yeah.
So what are we trying to prove here? What are we trying to accomplish here other than just like, Coach Prime doesn't do it the way that we're used to again, and we don't like that. If they were struggling to recruit, if they didn't land the number one offensive tackle in the country right after saying their number one position of need was offensive line, if they hadn't had the number one transfer portal class back-to-back years, I think that this maybe would be a story. But Neely said this before, and I'll echo what he said. Everyone sees Colorado. It's everywhere now. It's all over the national spectrum. You turn on college football on Saturday, they're showing you a drone shot of Boulder, Colorado. You turn on YouTube, you've got three separate channels giving you an inside, behind-the-scenes look of how great the facilities are and how beautiful the views are in Boulder. Kids want to come here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different, I think, than back in the day when it was like you had to go show up at someone's house and win over the parents and get them to come out and, you know, earn that visit. No, they're getting hundreds of players, literally, on campus every single year, really every single quarter.
Yeah.
And those players, then they get to have their one-on-one with Coach Prime. That's when they have their parents in the room. So they're just doing it differently. And I'm not saying that there could be nothing to be gained from in-home visits. I think that the cool factor of being able to say that Coach Prime was on your couch probably hits. But I think that in terms of resources and investment, the way that they're doing it is clearly working. And so I'm not going to sit here and complain and say that Coach Prime needs to change the way that he's doing it.
Cam Duncan nailed it in the comments. He says, Deion doesn't need to visit anyone because he ain't hard to find. That's the whole, like, rallying cry behind this like recruitment strategy is come out and see it for yourself. Come meet the coaches out here because this is where you're going to spend a lot of time. And you talk to these guys, when we talk to them, they spend a lot of time just in that facility. And it's gorgeous. There's tons of stuff in there. It's really all that you need. And that's why they live in there, basically.
Yeah.
That's what you're going out there to see. That's the most important part of being recruited to Colorado is seeing the facility, the Champion Center.
This is the ultimate spin, but I'll put it out there anyway. We've heard so much about how much Coach Prime loves Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't, wouldn't he maybe be wanting to take, right, you know, recruiting trips out to Texas and Florida? And, yeah, you know, he's like, ah, I need to get out of here. Let me go visit some kid at home. No, exactly. I think he actually really does love it, mm-hmm, and wants to be in Colorado as much as he can.
Absolutely. It's a great point, man.
What else was said in this? Like, would you say the overall tone of this article is, like, painting it in a way that says, like, oh, this is, like, lazy, or?
The impression I got is not quite old man shaking his fist at the clouds, but it's like, this is different. We got to get angry about this. Like,
okay.
Alfred Williams had a quote in here. He's talking about when Coach McCartney recruited him, and he said he recruited my mom. He didn't recruit me.
Mm-hmm.
But things were so different back then. You couldn't hop on a FaceTime. You couldn't just tell them, like, hey, man, we got a massive spring game. Come out here. There's going to be so much going. Like, that stuff didn't happen back then.
Yeah, and I'm sure it did a little bit, but here's the thing. Alfred Williams' mom had no idea who Bill McCartney was.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to show up and show her who he was as a man. We know who Coach Prime is as a man. And, you know, a mom in Dallas, Texas, knows exactly who Coach Prime is, mm-hmm, and knows, you know, the way that he has carried himself throughout his life. And they don't need to be sold on the idea of their son going to play for Coach Prime, like, directly.
Right.
Now, of course, again, if Coach Prime wanted to do this, I certainly would not say that it wouldn't help, you know, in certain situations.
Right.
But acting like the thing that I wanted to, you know, and I didn't see the article, but the thing that I want to make sure is that this isn't painted as like, oh, he can't be bothered to, like, work, because this dude is working every single day, mm-hmm, to try and make Colorado the best so that he can make it.
Well, I mean, it mentions a lot of factors in this. It mentions the blood clots, the whole foot issue that he had, and obviously was struggling to get around for, mm-hmm, a bit this time last year.
That's a great point. I didn't even think of that, but do you remember the video of when they went to the college football national championship, it was at SoFi,
mm-hmm,
and Bucky kind of documented the whole thing, and it was like, he got off the plane, his foot was killing him, he's like laboring, walking, yeah, you know, like, all that stuff plays a role, you know, mm-hmm, it's, when you fly, it can mess with those types of things.
There's
walking through the airport, like, there's a lot, yeah, of traversing that goes on when you travel, that if you have a, you know, you're missing two toes and recovering from major surgery, makes it a lot less fun to travel.
Right. There's one last quote in this. Jackie Sherrill, old-time football coach, I think recruited, like, I can't remember, where was it? Just at Tony Dorsett. So this is old-timey stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, why are we talking to Alfred William? And, like, this is the 80s and 90s we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Go find, like, Nick Saban. Go talk to Jim Harbaugh. Like, guys who have been doing it at the top of the game recently.
That's really interesting. It's odd to me.
Not surprising, though.
What did he say?
So this is Coach Sherrill. He said, I would never offer a player scholarship unless I went into the home and saw the recruit in the presence of his mother. If he was not respectful to his mother, then I would not recruit him. I signed a lot of players because the mother would say, you are the first head coach to come to my house, or that you are the only head coach that has come to my house. I could tell more about the recruit's character in front of his mother in 5 minutes than talking to all the coaches and teachers.
All right. Well, everyone has a different approach. But even in that.
I know, yeah. He said it in that.
It's saying that it wasn't, you know, the commonplace.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about this basketball game. The goal is always to win money out here, right?
Yes. Well, I think the goal is always just to get your money up no matter where you are.
True. But if you feel like you need a quick $200 when you get back, hit up our friends at Premier Credit, Premier Members Credit Union. Open a checking account, sign up for e-statements, boom, $200.
Yeah, I could use that.
They're a credit union, not a bank, which means they do things differently, like putting their members first with higher savings interest and lower loan rates. Whatever your goals are, they can help. PMCU is all about creating a better banking experience for their community. Again, when you become a new member at PMCU, you'll get $200. You just have to open a checking account and sign up for e-statements. It's that easy. This will be your best money move yet. Head to becomepremier.com to find out more.
It's kind of cool right now because we have this, I guess you would say, a private area where we're doing the show today. But one of the things that they got to do is hit up our friends over at Empire Today, get these floors finished. And Empire Today is the goats when it comes to flooring. You've heard the ads, of course, forever. But now you can get hooked up by being a fan and listener of this show. Because when you go to empiretoday.com/DNVR, you can receive $350 off when you use the code DNVR to get your new floor set up. So if things are starting to get a little creaky, a little cracky, hit up empiretoday.com/DNVR and get $350 off your new floor from Empire Today.
Dave DeBoss has this comment. I personally think it's impressive no home visits as CU got the number one OT. CU, you mentioned it, is recruiting at a higher level than they ever have before, and they are getting blue chip players.
Yep.
And it's because of the culture created in Boulder. Like, home visits are, I don't know, you can sway some guys, I think, still at this point in time, but
Coach Prime has brought more five-star players onto Boulder's campus, like, as buffs, not just as visitors.
Yes.
Than the entire history of the program before him combined.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Recruiting's doing just fine.
You were pretty hot on Pac-12 basketball last night. How is how's USC doing?
Arizona closed the half on a 12-2 run, so they're down 12.
Oh, wow. It's only 28-16 in the second half?
Yeah, they didn't. They just decided not to score for, like, the first 5 minutes of the game. USC, honestly, is playing great defense on Arizona. Obviously, they're on pace for 56 points, which might be a season low for them if it were to shake out that way. They're just – they have no offense going.
Wow. Well, Buffs and the Utes play tonight, 8:30 out here, 9:30 back home. It's 11:30 Eastern. And just warning you right now, there's a chance it could be later because the last game didn't tip off till what, 9 out
9:15.
Here? So, yeah.
I know. Allie's out in New York right now, and Parker's with her. He's a big Buffs fan as well. They were, like, talking. I guess they found a place to go watch it. I'm like, just so you know, the game's probably going to be tipping off after midnight. Mm-hmm. She's like, maybe we won't do that. So, yeah, not a great time. This is is the committee going to be watching this game? Are they just going to wake up tomorrow and look at the box score?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. They don't watch West Coast games for the Heisman or anything else. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Utah really took it to ASU last night, though. They beat the Sun Devils 90-57. This game was never close. Utah's guards were just running around. Lawson did some things. This is going to be the third time the Buffs take on Lawson Lovering this year.
Might get my heckle on tonight.
There you go. But I brought up, you know, how well the guards did. And I think that's big because, obviously, Cody comes back. He's one of your, if not your best defender. So to have him out there to help lock someone up, the line is 4.5, I think it was.
Yep.
So Vegas is projecting a close game. And Cody just feels, if he is anywhere near where he was at before the injury, it's going to be a massive just addition to this team at this point in time.
Yeah, and again, this is something I talked about a little bit yesterday. Like, Utah has guys on their team that if you let get hot, you might be in trouble. And that's where having Cody out there. And obviously KJ and Tristan, you know, those guys are great defensively as well when they turn it on. But Cody Williams is a true weapon on defense. You can switch him on to anybody. If their point guard's going off, you can say, hey, go give him fits with your length and your, you know, aggressiveness. So it's going to be huge to have Cody back. But like I said at the top of the show, this is opportunity. Win tonight and there are no questions.
Yeah, it's done.
You're in. Mm-hmm. And I think that this team has found another gear when their back were up against the wall. their back is not necessarily on the wall anymore. Mm-hmm. They've created some space between their back and the wall.
Yep.
But they should not change the things that they've been doing, the way that they've been out-efforting teams, the way that they've been executing offensively and valuing the basketball. And if they can do that, they're going to get this dub tonight, and we're going to be honestly done talking about the bubble, and now we can start to focus on, hey, let's go win a Pac-12 championship.
Yep, definitely. You talk about back against the wall. That's kind of where Utah is right now, though, because they're on the bubble. And they really need to win tonight to keep their tournament hopes alive at all because, I mean, CU was in those battles with Utah at the end of the season, really, for these bubble spots.
Yep.
So we'll see what kind of Utah team we get tonight. They were really on fire last night, and that's what these tournaments are about getting hot at the right time. But CU's coming in pretty hot, too.
Yep.
Do you think the layoff – is it an advantage that Utah really had a layup against ASU last night in terms of just – getting out there, you know, really seeing what they're capable of?
I don't love it. Yeah, I think that it's nice for them. If the Buffs were in that position, I would be saying that was a huge advantage for them. Right. I'd be like, this is why you don't want the first round bye, et cetera, et cetera. But we saw it happen with the women. I thought the
exactly.
same thing. They went out there. It's the exact same scenario. They blew out Oregon, mm-hmm. and then they ran into Oregon State, who's, you know, gave them fits. And that rhythm game didn't really help them at all.
Make some predictions.
Buffs in a very close one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say like KJ Simpson floater at the buzzer to win by two.
Let's go. I love that. I'd say the same thing. I think this is going to be a good game, a close one. I'm going to give Colorado the edge. And let me get a KJ takeover performance tonight. Undisputed best player in this basketball game.
Let's go. Over under set at 151.5. I would take the under. I think it's going to be a sweat fest.
Yep, definitely.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right. What do we got, Alyssa?
Devin Bush says...
Devin Bush?
Yep, yep. When are we going to recruit Wolverine's some legend. Samoans?
I don't know.
you want to talk about the 80s and 90s in Boulder? They were definitely doing some in-home visits with Samoan players. Uh-huh. I would love to see that. You know, it's a pipeline that Colorado's had success with in the past. Mm-hmm. But I have no idea how to answer the question.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how to directly answer it either, but Utah and BYU still do it. You're in the same conference with them. I mean, steal some of their recruits. Why not?
Totally. Yeah, for sure.
Next question from Paisley Jones says, do you think Demoy could play edge?
I think he's a little small for that. He's only listed at like 215.
Yeah, the problem would be when the tackles, you know, get their hands on him. Can right. he get off of that? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was just something that he struggled with last year at linebacker as well, is once those big guys get up to the second level, do you have the strength to be able to push them off of you and go make a tackle?
I think if anything, he'd be a guy, you know, you mentioned it when we talked about him, move him to the star or something. That's more the position that if you're going to change his position, just somewhere where he can use his speed out in space more so.
Mm-hmm. I would honestly be trying to scheme ways to get him away from offensive linemen, not closer to them.
Yeah.
Next one comes from Arosa Day. Who will have the most sacks on the team this year?
You picked your boy, Okunlola.
Yeah, Sammy Sacks.
I'll go with BJ Green.
Nice. Love it. Big BJ Green supporters here.
Come on, man.
Nicole said we have a 6'4 QB recruit from Hawaii. So did Cam.
They're recruiting one, I think.
Yeah.
Not too long ago for 2025. I'm trying to think. Who would that have been? I can't even remember.
Is it the dude who's related to the Tennessee?
Iamaleva? Madden Iamaleva? I don't know. Let me see where he's from. But Hawaii does have a track record with quarterbacks, at least.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, every position you can find great players from the Samoan parts of the country.
Madden Iamaleva is from California. Okay. That's what his 247 page says. I don't know if... You know, born and raised in Hawaii or something, but.
What's next?
Next one, Cam Duncan says, do you think Cam Michael and Draylon Miller will see the field this year?
Yes.
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 Too talented, too explosive, too unique to not.
I find it interesting that Cam is going to be coming in and working on the offensive side of the ball first, but with that speed, again, I think we've said this before, throw him back there and have him return kicks, man.
Yeah. One of the holes I thought last year that I just didn't love about the offense is there wasn't enough speed players running vertically. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Shador did a fantastic job of completing passes to Zay down the field, and not to say Zay is not fast, but
right.
Very few Jimmy vertical routes, no Dylan Edwards wheel routes. You know, I know that they just struggled to protect long enough to push the ball down the field, so it was a part of it. But, like, can Cam Michael just be a nine-route specialist this year? Like, just line him up outside and say, you know what's happening, you're not going to be able to stop it.
Well, and then Draylon has the ability to be, like, your horizontal field stretcher. If you want to send him in motion, have him be your motion guy, and then you can kind of work in those jet sweeps, those reverse-type plays that – really allow him to utilize his skill set, at least that he says, like Debo. I mean, just get the ball in his hands in any way possible. Some screens, just easy kind of yak chances just to work in space. Nicole said the kid was offered this week.
Okay.
So
we'll figure out who it
is. Yeah, we'll find out.
Next question.
Next question comes from Jesse Marion. He says, what's CU's record? What's their likelihood to get into the tourney?
22-9 as it stands. Again, 23-9. Like, that just sounds so much better.
Yeah.
Their chances are very good. Very, very good. DraftKings, before they took down the odds, had them at, what was it, minus 400?
I thought it was more. I thought it was like minus 500.
No, I think it was at minus 500 to make the tournament. So that means heavy favorites to make the tournament. To the point then, they just took it off. They didn't want any more action coming in on that because they presumably felt it was a lock to happen. So tonight really shouldn't affect that. But again, just go take this opportunity, run with it, win the game, and remove all doubt.
There's a lot of projections out there, but Lunardi has Colorado this morning at last four in.
Okay, so going to Dayton?
I think so. But a win tonight could really change it. Yeah. Put him in the last four byes.
Absolutely.
Next one from Mr. Support Friend says, are you guys going to do an episode with Neely about Coach Prime's book?
We were talking about Coach Prime's book just yesterday.
Definitely.
Got to get our hands on a copy, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I've heard that if you have a Spotify Premium, you can get the free audiobook on there.
Well, that's cool. Maybe that's a flight home.
There you go.
Thing to do.
Yeah, but Coach is on a big book tour right now. I think he was in California yesterday.
Cool.
Next one from Travis says, how many sacks do you predict on number two this year?
How many was it last year? Do you remember the number?
I want to say 56. It's around there at least. Easily the most in the nation. Let me find this, though.
Can you – do you think cutting it in half is crazy, or is it conservative?
No, I think that's completely fair because he was – I mean, it was just completely under siege.
Yeah, I mean
– some games he's getting sacked like 7 or 8 times a game.
If you were just to say – so how many games – they lost 5 games, right, by a score or less?
I think it's 10 points or less because the UCLA game was 10 or 9 points.
Okay, either way. Imagine if you had 28 more offensive plays across those games. Like, how many of them would have turned?
Yep. I'm trying to find this number here. So this is from November 10th.
Boy.
Oh, yeah. he was sacked 45 times by November 10th. And I want to say he played in at least one more, maybe two more games after that before he got hurt against Washington State.
Mm-hmm. It is really interesting. The other day when – did you see the video of Shador and Cam Ward, like, comparing stats against each other? And Shador said, I missed 2 games. And you almost forget that. It was, what, the first or second drive of Washington State that he came out?
Yeah.
And so, like, he really did do all of that in 10 games.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Travis says, I think 52 sacks last year.
Yeah, I think cutting it in half is actually like a conservative estimate.
Definitely.
Okay, next one from Brady B says, do you think us offering all these 25 QBs means we're out with our top targets?
I don't think so.
Not necessarily. It could, I mean, you know.
What we've heard from Juju is pretty encouraging.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm definitely pulling for that one. That should be target number one.
Yep. But I don't know. We'll see.
But, I mean, I think even if you were feeling great about it, that doesn't mean you stop offering quarterbacks.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And you'll have some guys who, like, rise through the process and stuff. You know, we aren't even close to high school season yet, so.
Another question from Jesse Marion says, when do the other commits get in to see you?
I don't know.
It's different for everyone.
Yep. When they graduate. And they're able to make the move, I guess. I don't know. June-ish is, I feel like, when a lot of them came last year.
Yep.
Our one from Kamada says, what are the chances we see RK in the opposition band section during CU football season?
Minus 2,000.
High. High chances. I might pull up on the Utah band tonight.
Let's go. Love it. Hell yeah. You're in the stands?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders tonight.
I accept that responsibility. That's why I was put on this earth.
Can't wait. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Not many questions today.
Great.
What do we do now?
We either go to Stadium Swim or the sports book.
I need to eat.
Ooh, let's go to Victory Burger.
Okay. I had that yesterday, but...
Well, I mean, RG had White Castle. He gets that like every day.
That's true.
It's so good. Yeah, I want their wings.
Okay.
But I'm also open to other suggestions.
We'll figure it out. You guys can do that. I'll find something. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have some stuff coming out tonight on Twitter. Some content there. Stay tuned. Big game. Go Buffs.
Do you need me at the after the game?
I don't think so. If I have RG,
okay, cool.
I can just film with him.
That really opens up my band heckling possibilities.
Are you going to be able to make it to T-Mobile by the time the game ends?
Probably by halftime.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right, cool.
You're off the hook, brother.
There it is. That was a little inside baseball for you guys.
Right. Real quick, last comment. Positive Message Clothing said, Jake and RK, greatly appreciate the shout-out you guys gave my brand the other day. Looking forward to this upcoming season and everything that you guys have in the works. Hope to meet you guys at UCF.
Love it.
Yes, sir. Thanks
for
the
I scoped out
gifts.
Your Instagram, too, and there was some really cool shit on there, so I might have to put a little order in.
Yeah, give them a follow. Support the community.
Yes, sir.
All right. Back tomorrow. Let's go Buffs.
We all silly like the mayor.